this week. Okay? We're going to try to finish the rest of the puzzle of the connection of all the different tikiot shofar. We spent a lot of time in Rosh Hashanah. We skipped to Motzei Yom Kippur. And we've mentioned briefly a comparison between tikiot shofar and Rosh Hashanah according to the Radak. We're going to get back to tikiot shofar of Yovel also, compare it even more to Rosh Hashanah. Today, we want to look at the machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to get into definitely into tikiot taniyot. We're going to get into understanding what the machlokes is between Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda. And it's very much connected to the Gemara of what Rabbi Levi says. What does he mean that Kol Hashana is Pshutim? And how the Gemara understands machlokas between Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we're going to try to do with a lot of Siyata D'Shmaya. Okay? The machlokas, it's very, very clear that the Tanna Kamma, who says that the Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah L'Tkiel L'Brachot, we had said, why does he say that? That was the Chiddush we read within Rashi. Why does he say that? The answer is in two words. What are the two words? Why is Yovel similar to Rosh Hashanah? What are the two words? Gzeir Shava. It's a Gzeir Shava that we learned later on. It's a Gzeir Shava. Chodesh Asiri, Chodesh Asiri. Things in Chodesh Asiri, right? So far, right? The concept of Shofar. Right? What did I say? Asiri, thank you for listening. Good. Chodesh Shvi'i. Perfect. You can understand why you have Asiri B'Chodesh. But good. Chodesh Shvi'i, the seventh month, which is Tishrei, says it two times. And therefore, it applies to the shofar. And the Chiddush HaRashi had said it is that even though they are not the same, and thematically they're disjointed, not connected, but what happens, because of the Gzeir Shava, it's the same. Now, I asked you to see already within Rashi, okay, here one step at a time, right? It's key on the brachos. This was the first part which I wanted you to see. What does it mean that they are equal to key on the brachos? You read it inside. In the Achronim, which again, Rishonim, we're going to be medayik every single word. The Achronim, I'm going to be a little looser. That even if you don't understand every word right now, you'll have that for Chazar. So what did Rashi say for Tekiah is? What did Rashi say is Tekiah? Anybody? Right? How the shofar looks like. Right? According to Rashi, right, this is shofarot. Okay? Meaning, they're equal to what? Is it bent? Is it not bent? And even though thematically it should be the opposite, that by Yovel should be straight and Rosh Hashanah should be kafuf, no. Because of the Gzeir Shava, it's the same. Rashi Shofarot. The Rambam at this point had said no. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam had said, what is the Tekiah? Right? The Rambam had said the minyan of Tekiahs. The number, it's the same number. And I pointed out a quick huddle I'm going to mention briefly, and I'll leave it as a question. I didn't see the answer yet. I'm almost positive I've seen the answer. But the Yom Teruah already pointed out over here that each one, Yom Teruah is also Rabbi Yashiv, also pointed out on the Mishnah, that each one is problematic with the language. Shava Yovel or Shana Litzkiah. If Rashi was right, Shofaros, what should it have written? Shofaros. If Rashi's right, he should have said shofaros. Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah to how the shofar looks. And if the Rambam would be right, what should it have said? Yeah. The tkiyot, not in the tkiyah of the individual. Okay, of the singular. Furthermore, the Rashash points out, I said it to you briefly, another major question on the Rambam. A second question on the Rambam is what is this doing here in this Mishnah? Concept of minyan tekiyos. That's later on in the fourth paragraph about how many minor shmitas are seen. What is it doing here? What is it doing here? So that, I might have an answer tomorrow, I'm not sure, but that's what the Rosh says. Kasha the Rambam, what's it doing here? Okay, leaving it as a question today. The other piece that you saw today was librachot. What is the issue of librachot? That it's equal? That even though, what's the chiddush about brachot? Brachot derives with the Rabbanu. The Rabban, so that probably in Rashi, the Rif also, it says even though it's only with the Rabban, and still the Gzeir Shava applies to the number of brachot here. Okay, that point will be also in tribal remind me. I'm going to get back to that also tomorrow. Please God. Okay, also to the brachot. What did the Turi Yevon ask on this? Tori Evan asked. Why? Again, what's the connection at all? I understand in Rosh Hashanah, which we learned the Daf Tet Zayin, it makes sense that Malchus and Kronos Shokros, the nine brachot on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Imu lefanai Malchus shetamuchuni alechem and tell me the zichronot she I'll get the zichron of the tova uva meh b'shofar. But by Yovel, seemingly is not at all connected whatsoever. Nothing. He even brings down in Tori Evan. We see by Tanis there is something to talk about, which is what we're going to get to over the next day. And we're going to learn about the Gemara in Tanis that brings down that you do have shofros, seemingly. It says explicitly that you blow the shofar in certain taniyot. It makes sense. But again, a Yovel, what does it have to do with these number of these brachot? And he answers, and Achinami, you're right, Tori Evan says, that that's the chiddush here of Gzeir Shabbat. And that's why the chiddush here is, even though thematically I would not say this, but since you have Gzeir Shabbat, by Rosh Hashanah, you have Malchiyos Sechar Shofros, so too by Yovel. Okay? Ad kan that piece. We will get back to that very, very quickly. Please God, in the next day or two. The next part, which I wanted you to see, which I think people went to, you didn't go, if I'm not mistaken, people did not go to the Tosfot of and Rashi to understand this piece, which would have been logical, but we're going to go to here, okay? Because I think people didn't do the Tosfot, right? People didn't do the Tosfot, people didn't get to the Tosfot. Okay, so that would have been a logical piece, but that's fine. We'll get back to that piece. It's very clear in the Mishnah that there's a gap. That's why it's question mark. Which is, the Tana Kama had said that Taniyot is Shel Schar Kfuf. And here's my question for you. My question for you, and I asked you to see this, let's see it both, I asked you to see Rashi and the Ritva. Why by Taniyot is it Schar Kfuf? What's the reason? What's the reason why it's Schar Kfuf? Tell me, everyone, go look at the Rashis that I asked you to see, all the Rashis. All the Rashis. And also the Ritva. Also the Ritva that I asked you to see. Tell me where Rashi points out according to the Tana Kama. What's going on with Taniyot? Why should you be using Scharim Kfufim for a fasting? Did anybody see anything in the Rashis that I asked you to see? In the Ritva, the top Ritva which I asked you to see, Taniyot Scharim. What do you say? What's the big chiddush, both according to Rashi and the Ritva? When you read this, when you read the Mishnah, there's a tremendous chiddush of both the Rashi and the Ritva here. You think that what? Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Letzkiyah LeBrachot. Are we talking about Minhag? We're talking about a din, right? Whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanim, but it's a din. So when you read Taniyot Shel Schar Kfufim, what do you automatically think? It's a din. It's a chiyuv. You have to what? You have to blow the shofar on the taniyot with what? With a kafuf aisle. It's a din. Now, to be fair, first thing we're going to start with tomorrow morning is we're going to open up the psukim by the taniyot. So I'm sure you've actually read the psukim yet. When it comes to the chatzot rot and the shofar rot, that's going to be today, this week's shir, the relationship between shofar and chatzot rot also. But what does Rashi say about the Taniyot? Two different places Rashi talks about the Taniyot. What the Ritva says there. Did anybody see it? In the Rashis. Look again if you didn't see it now. What's the purpose of blowing the shofar on the Taniyot? Siman l'shiluch avadim. Is that true? Every fasting you're sending out avadim? Is that what it says? I don't think it says that though. Where does Rashi say it? Oh, very good. Which Divra Maskel you missed the beach? Kama did Poshit Tvei? Last Rashi. There was a. Is there a previous Rashi that talked about it also? Or no?
It says that.
I think it did in Rashi and the Mishnah. Also talks about Mitzvah Hayom Bechat. So it's Rose. That's there. Okay. And then it said, the next Rashi it said, Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Letzkiyah. Everybody see that? Yeah. So that one he just talks about Tzkiyah B'Yovel. Okay, that's not our thing. Okay. So you had said, so it's only Kama the Pashit Shvei Adi. Is that the Rashi you're in?
Yeah.
Last Rashi. Who is he talking about? He's explaining the opinion of who? Kama the Pashit Adi, right? He's explaining Kama Kama, which is what we're talking about. Yeah, what does he say over there? So he first quotes the Pasuk in Eicha. And he says, Hiltach, because you stand up straight when you're davening, B'Rosh Hashanah B'Pshutim D'L'Tfilahu Uli Yom HaKippur Nami Mishum D'Shavi V'Gzera Shava. Now what does he say? Big Rashi. Everybody read this Rashi yet?
Yeah.
Good. But did you focus on this part? Obviously. Yeah? Obviously not, or else you would have gone crazy like I'm going crazy now, right? What does he say? Now what when you first read the Mishnah? What does he say? Read it for me, Mr. Banish. Huge. Big Kiddush. What does the kinufya mean?
Gathering.
By shofar, by tanis, dilik kinufya, the whole purpose of the blowing of the shofar is for what? Is the gathering. Lo ichbatlan. We do not care. You hear what he says? We do not care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you use kafuf or if you use poshut. Hold on one second. But then he says the next line, say, Va'abdinan knufin. Va'abdinan kfufin. For what purpose? Lehekera. What does lehekera mean? What do you mean recognize? You're right. Explain to me what you mean. No, don't get fluffy. Explain what it means. What does it explain what he means? Doesn't the Mishnah say, what does he just say? I'm just reading Pashuk Rashi, right? Pashuk Rashi, so help me understand it. Seems to me it's a din, right? It's a din. On Taniyot, when you blow the shofar, it's got to be Zchar and Kfufim. Says Rashi, absolutely not. But rather what? What is it? Help me out. Really, do I care?
No.
Can I use what? I can use either kafuf or pashut. So then why does the Mishnah say zchar and kfufim? For what? Recognition of what? What does it mean recognition? Heker doesn't mean recognition here. What does heker mean? A difference. Difference between what and what? Good, Kobe. Difference between what and what? Yafemo. According to the Shita of the Tanakhama, what happens in Rosh Hashanah? It is Pashut. So the truth is, me and Karadin, it could be the same. But because I want to make the distinction, comes Rashi to say, since it's only the Knufia Balma, it's only for gathering, they blew it in order for us to gather up. Many of you went to camps where you have this big sound and everyone get together from Ifkad or get together, Bokir Tolo, everyone get together. So it's over here, they blew the shofar, let's all get together. But it wasn't a chiyuv gomer. I don't care whether it's kafuf or pashut, says Rashi. However, we did the kfufim lehekera. We did the kfufim lehekera. Now, if you see the Ritva is extremely similar, if not the exact same idea. Look what he says. He adds one little piece. You have the Ritva here. I didn't photocopy the Ritva for you today. We have Ritvas here. Here you go. You don't have a Ritva? Here's a Ritva. Down on your phone, that's a good thing. I have another Ritva over here. The Ritva says, I usually do not photocopy Rishon. I'm only going to photocopy Achron. My assumption is you have the Rishon. With the footnotes. Now, Vitaniocho Scharim. Mr. Book, please read for me. Perush. He says that even though Tanit is a day of Tzara and Tzaka, like Rosh Hashanah,
Ilu Hachi. tefillah
be'tkiot.
The aim say the kios the lob sule shofar me'achvi.
What does he say? That even though it's a Yom Tzarah, just like Rosh Hashanah and Tzarakah, it's interesting that he calls it a Yom Tzarah and Tzarakah. Yom Tzarakah is interesting. Yom Tzarah, we know that Rishonim talk about Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Simcha also. Halachically, very, very important. We're not going to get into it now, but you should remember that terminology. Question about whether you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, you have to eat. Based on a pasuk Nechem, you have to eat and drink on Rosh Hashanah. Comes from a certain confidence that you're part of the tzibur. But the bottom line is Rosh Hashanah, the Ritva now says that even though Ta'anit is similar because in theme to the day, because it's a Yom Tzarah v'Tzarakah, says what? Says the Ritva? The Tkiyah is not b'chiyuv gamur. It's only to gather, and he adds one thing also. Laha'alot tefillah b'tkiyah. He does say it's also what? For the tefillah. But then he says a big chiddush. That what? I mentioned this Ritva earlier on in the year. What does he say? Since it's not b'chiyuv gamur, what does he say, Mr. Naro? In seder tkiot v'lopet psule shora shofar me'akvin behem. What does that mean? Mr. Rappaport, what does that mean? Ain seder tkiot v'lop psule shofarot me'akvin behem.
There's no like order of tkiot and there's no specific shofar you have to use.
Yeah, not only the specifics, the psule shofar, if you normally in a chiyuv, if I had a psul shofar, you can't use it. Here, even if it's a shofar pasul, like the example that we've seen of behemat me'ah, okay, maybe even a para, here by a ta'anit, it's going to be okay, because it's not a chiyuv gamur. It's only for gathering. Therefore, says the Ritva within the Shita of the Tana Kama, dinu de mashvina behu hefresha be'nayu ve'it kiyo de oraita. Excuse me. He says what? He says, since it's not a chiyuv gamur, exactly like Rashi, it's only the knufya, therefore what do you got to do? Therefore, number one is, you should know that the actual psul, the shofar, the seder, if you flip up the order, it's not going to be ma'akiv, it's not going to hold you back, you're still going to be yotzi. But furthermore, like Rashi had said, you have to make the distinction between the Deoraisa Chiyuvim of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel and Ta'anit. Now he then goes on and gives an idea of why it's Kafuf. Finish it up, Mr. Book. He says, V'navi Kafuf.
V'navi Kafufim Mishum
Halakov.
Halakov. Ke'agmon Rosho.
Ke'agam.
Anichlam V'nichaper Ki Ma'asav Heviu Lo Tzarazot.
He then gives an idea that we would do kafuf not only as a distinction. It's true. There is a distinction. Small distinction between the Ritva and Rashi. Both of them saying that the taniyot over here is for a kinufya, which means to gather together. Therefore they said it's not a chiyuv gomor. And as a result of that, you have to make a hefresh. Right? You have to make a chiluk between Bein Chiyuv or Deoraita versus Taniyot. And then he goes on and says, the Ritva adds and says what? The Ritva adds and says that the reason why it's Kafuf, quoting a Pasuk that says what? That it's got to be to the point that God doesn't want your fast of just beating yourself and not eating. He wants sincere tshuva. It talks about a person who is bent over and is Adam who's embarrassed by some of his actions. That's why it would be kafuf. This is the rationale of the Tana Kama, of the Taniyot. As much as when you read the Mishnah, it sounds like there's a chiyuv gamur, comes Tana Kama to say you should know it's not a chiyuv gamur. And that's the distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel on one hand and Taniyot on the other hand. Comes now Rabbi Yehuda and doesn't mention a word about Taniyot. And the question we asked is, why? So you saw a couple options. Everyone open up the Ritva again. What do we got? What are the options then? Mr. Beinish, read it for everybody. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold of the Taniyot? The Ritva quotes all the Rishonim, the Rosh Rashita, And the other shita. Other shitot. You see it? The next one which I asked you to see, the chazina. This I think everybody saw. The chazina. What? Yeah, let's read it out loud. The chazina. What does Rabbi Yehuda say about the Taniyot? Okay, we just finished understanding clearly Rashi and the Ritva. Okay, there's a small distinction, but not a big one, within the Taniyot. What does Rabbi Yehuda say about the Taniyot? Go ahead. The low Ayri Binyan Taniyot. We saw that what? We mentioned this probably the first day of Shir, if I'm not mistaken. If you go back to the videotape, we analyzed this ahead. Rabbi Yehuda didn't talk at all about the Taniyot. Without even seeing any Rishon right now, based on what we just said, what could you answer? Just in Mitzat Svar. Right, even before that. I would have said exactly what Jesse said. It's not a Chiyuv Gomer. It's not a Minhag. I'll read the Pesukim inside. It says nothing about Shofar Roth at all. I don't talk about it. There's no reason for me to talk about it. Because there's no Chiyuv Gomer. Right? That's what I would have said. Just if I understood what I understood now from Rashi and the Ritva. However, we'll see there are back and forth different explanations. The first one is that would you say that first one? Or no, we just said Mr. Kobe, you said that? Who he said he agrees? Who just said he agrees? Somebody said he agrees. Oh, Mr. Nair, the birthday boy. Yeah. So what do we got? Read for me. Who's reading? Baby, she's reading. Yeah, the Shomrim, Kevin, the little Polig. Yeah. Period. What does he say? First way to understand it, not like what me and Jesse said, is that the reason he didn't talk about it is because he agrees, modet, like the total opposite of what I said with Jesse, is that what he actually agrees with the Tanakhama, that it should be what? Kfufim. That he says it should be kfufim. Okay?
I know, I understand that, but the reason why we say that is that
you're reading it wrong. You're reading it wrong. Read this inside. What is he saying?
No, I understand that he's agreeing that he's saying it's
kfufim. It's kfufim, why?
That's not agreeing with the fundamental approach of why they're saying kfufim by Tanya.
By who? According to Rush. That's fine. That's true. I mean, first of all, he doesn't say one. He just says Dinan Ladvar of Karash Hashani. He doesn't say why. Correct? He doesn't say why. Look what he says. Because Dilididei Damit Fei Miyovel Shu Derech Cherus. He says whatever reason you want to say Rosh Hashanah is, whether you want to say it's Tefillah or Tshuva, it's more similar to Taniyot, or more similar to what? To Rosh Hashanah than to Yovel. And therefore, he's more than a Tanakama as Kfufin because it's Domeh to Rosh Hashanah. Whether you want to say it's Tefillah or Tshuva, it's fine. You with me, Mr. Book?
Today
is according to him. Now, anybody at this point, what's the problem that comes up with the statement? If you say that Rabbi Yehuda actually agrees, he agrees to this statement over here that the Tanakhama says come from him, he also agrees to that. What's the problem? Rabbi Levi. What about Rabbi Levi? What did Rabbi Levi? What was the problem with Rabbi Levi? Tell me the problem with Rabbi Levi. You're right. What's the problem with Rabbi Levi? Rabbi Levi says that according to our Gemara, he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. And what? You still didn't finish the question for me.
And he mentions
Thomas. Does he? He says, Shakoa Shanam Shutim. So the question you're asking is only if you assume what? That Shakoa Shanam, the question in this shot. If I did a little dots over here, right? Oh, good. That was Rashi. But I asked you to see a Torah Evan also. Good. Then what? It says Shako Hashana. And if I go like Rav Levi goes like Rabbi Yehuda, as we know, Gemara says that Rabbi Levi is like Rabbi Yehuda. Correct. And if Shako Hashana is Tanit, if that's true, like Rashi says, Rashi had said Shako Hashana is Taniyot. Then I got a problem. Then I got a problem, because then Rav Levi is actually not going like Rav Yehuda. That's the next part that the Rishonim deal with. Everyone with me in that question? We had said that Rav Levi said mitzvah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur b'kfufim, but shalchol hashana is pshutim. What did Rashi say is kol hashana? Fast days. But now you just told me that he's more than talakam on fast days, that it's not pshutim, that's kfufim. That's the next step in the Ritva, and I'm happy to take your question, Mr. Kobe.
Why all of a sudden now are we worried about Rav Levi not agreeing with Rav Yehuda before he didn't agree with Yoba? So why are we all of a sudden now saying, okay, oh, he doesn't have
the... That's exactly the Gemara. What you're saying is exactly the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Rabbi Levi, so why not just say Lema Hilchasak Rabbi Yehuda? Said Rabbi Levi, you should know the reason I didn't say Hilchasak Rabbi Yehuda is because your question. Because I only go like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the Rosh Hashanah part, and not to the Yovel part.
That's
what you're saying. Hold on.
Yeah.
First of all, fine question. At the same time, what's it saying? He's saying that Rosh Hashanah is similar to the Tanit. That's what he's saying. The Tanit is similar to the Rosh Hashanah. Okay? It is a fair question, and I want to come back to more. I'm not giving it a full justice. I'm giving it 70% justice. I'll give it 30 more percent tomorrow. Okay? But as of now, that's what he's saying right now. It's a fair question. But he's saying that it's more similar to Rosh Hashanah. Yovel is its own animal, and therefore, it's pun intended, Yovel is its own creature, and therefore that's kafuf. But here we have to deal with Rashi and Taniyot. What is the answer? Okay, remind me to answer the other 30% tomorrow, Kobe. Yeah. His question was, I don't understand. If the Gemara says Rav Levi is Hilchasak Kerabi Yehuda, when is his Hilchasak Kerabi Yehuda like? Like what? Like Rosh Hashanah, but not by Yovel. So why not just assume, how do you know that now all of a sudden that why do you assume that he's going like who? That he's going like Rabbi Yehuda even by Tanis? Maybe he doesn't agree with him. That's what you're asking, correct? And what my very simple answer right now was that thematically, it seems to be that Tanis and Rosh Hashanah are stemming. That's at least some of what these Rishonim are saying. So Yom Tzara, Yom Ta'anit, Yom Tzaraka. That's what I was answering. And I said that I think that's a 70% answer, and hopefully I'll give 30 more percent tomorrow. Yeah?
So according to this first answer, why would Rabbi Yehuda say that he says Yalim for Yom?
Why would Rabbi Yehuda have to say what?
He says Yalim for
Yom Kippur. Yael, you mean?
Yeah.
That's well, he's got to teach me that he's arguing.
No, that's the same thing as the
Tanakh.
Tanakh also, yeah.
How do we talk?
You said the first reason was because he didn't say...
He didn't say anything to Tanya.
Yeah.
What's the answer? Because he agrees.
Yeah.
He agrees. Correct. So that's why he has to say something by Yovel to tell me that he disagrees when it comes to Yovel, like what we're going to see that I skipped, which is that he doesn't, somewhat, that he doesn't hold of the Gzera Shava. Right? That's Rashi Tosis in the Rush that I asked you to see. Does anybody see that?
Doesn't the
Tanya
say Yael
also? Tanya says that Yael is for Rosh Hashanah.
Annual.
So the question is,
why, if being silent is like
you're agreeing, why did the silent not? Why did you have to do that? I have to say anything about Yovel. It could have just been
silent. I know you would have assumed you would have agreed. But the answer, right? The question
would be, it's not. You're saying that because Shava Yovel.
No, if you say
Shtika
is.
Is equal, right? Shtika is Kodal, that's what they say.
Say Rosh Hashanah is a lark, and then you be quiet. And then we would assume that the rest of it
agrees with
the
Tanakh.
But the answer is that you might have thought
there's Xer Shabbat. This time you need him to make that distinction. I just think the pshat over here. Right? You can't be quiet over here because his whole chiddush here is to tell me that he doesn't go with the Xer Shabbat. He has to say that. Okay, so let's move on. We just answered in the Ritva. Keep going. The Kashali. Go ahead, keep reading Manish in the Ritva. Right? In Kain Rav Levi Damar, the Tanya was Pshutim, ki de'ita b'miksa nuschi. Right? Which Harashi explained that Shalkol HaShana is what? Is Taniyot. Who does it go like? Now again, you should know why it's common to see. Because it says Shakoh Hashanah. And if you look at the Rif, he doesn't bring down this at all. Not everybody agrees to this. I showed you the Torah Yevon. It also said this is not necessarily the Taniyot. It could be all the year round. But according to this question goes, if you understand Rav Levi's statement of Shakoh Hashanah is Taniyot, then Rav Levi's going like, nope, who's Rav Levi going like? The Omer Kaman. Who is he going like? Lo Tanakama, Velo Rabbi Yehuda. That we see like in some nuscha, some versions. Okay? That's that question. Now obviously you'd have to answer up that question. Okay, number one of the questions is if they didn't have the nusach, and even if you had that nusach, we would have to answer up the question. The Ron deals with it. Let's keep going for now, just so we can see the full picture. The Yesh Omrim. This is the Rashba. That what? What does he say? He adds the word af. Right? Tough. What does he say, Rav Levi, when he says that Shel Kol Hashanah is pshutim? Doesn't mean dafka pshutim, but it's even pshutim. It's even pshutim. And therefore, it would actually work out very well, according to what we had said, according to the Rashi and the Ritva. Right? Which is what? Tanakam, when it comes to Taniyot, what's the issue? Schar Kfufim, is that a din? No! We said, Lo Shpatli. Right? It can go either one, either way. So over here, what Rav Levi is saying is Af Bepshutim Kamar Lafuke, to exclude that what? The Lo Biina Dafka Kfufim Berosh Hashanah. Right? To exclude the opinion that what? Like we saw in Tosfot, and we saw in the Rambam, that says what? That you dafka mean kfuf. Comes our lady and says, do not think that. But it's what? Af b'pshut. Right? Mitzvah Shavuot Shana, Sheyom HaKifur, Sheyom HaKifur kfufim. Okay? Shakol HaShana, Af b'pshut. Meaning, it's kfufim, but it's what? As opposed to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, like the Rambam had said, that it must be kfufim. Come the rest of the year and says, up shooting. Clear? Yeah. This is the second. That's why I wrote that number two here. The second answer is what? The Yesh Omrim. That what? It's still the first answer, it's just an explanation of Rav Levi, just to be more clear. Right? The first way it does it, it asks a major question on Rav Levi. What do you do with this? So we had answered either the different Gersah. You don't explain like Rashi. That was answer number one. Answer number two for this first answer is Af Shutim, to exclude, to come and do not think that just like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as Rambam, Tosfos, and Mordechai had said, it's only Kfufim, I would think the rest of the year is only Kfufim. He comes to say it's Af Shutim. Okay? Which then would work out well over here, that it's again. This one we said, Kfufim, it's love Dafka Kfufim, it's even Pshutim also. That's how Rav Levi would work out well with Rabbi Yehuda. What's another approach? Inami. Oh, so the other way to say it, according to Rav Levi, is that what? Is that Rav Levi, hear this, Kobe? Rav Levi actually argues and says, which is better? That Pshutin is better on Ta'anit. For what? Like Kerubalma. That what? To distinguish. That what? You make a distinction between the Ta'aniyot. The other way to say it is, in Achinami, this would be number three way. The three way to say it is that what? Is that Rav Levi is actually Cholek. He says that it's what? It is Dafka Pshutim. And the reason why you'd say it's Dafka Pshutim by the Taniyot is because you need to make a distinction between Tkiyot Doraisa versus the Tkiyot of the Taniyot. That's all within this first pshat. Okay? That he's moded to the Tanakh. Rabbi is moded to the Tanakhama, that it's kufin similar to Rosh Hashanah. And then you have to deal with roughly, then you have to deal with roughly, seemingly the first two interpretations within this first pshat is that Rabbi Levi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Either he says ap shutim chidush, don't think it's like regular Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. First pshat we had said it's a different girsaot, that it wouldn't even be a question. And number three is that Rabbi Levi actually is holy. It says what? Here's Dafka Pshutim, for what purpose? We had said, to make a Hekera. Dain, Kiyot, Deoraita, versus Ta'anit. Now comes the Ritva and says a bigger Chiddush. And what does he say? The Yoter Hayanirli, this was all within the first shot. That he's molded to the Tanakam. But now we have the second shot. What's the second shot? Truth is, you know why it's question mark? Really, he is cholek on the Tana Kama. Why is he cholek on the Tana Kama? What does he say? Argues. The Yotaya Nirali to Rabbi Yehuda B'taniot Pshutin Boy. And what happens as opposed to the Tana Kama who says Charon Kfufim? What does he say? Cholek on the Tana Kama and says what? Pshutin. You need to be Pshutin. Yeah, go ahead. Keep reading. Pshutin boy. Dilakuli alma. Oh, what does he say? So what does he say? This is why they're arguing. Why are they arguing? Why does the Ritva say that they're arguing? That according to the Tana Kama, then he's Charon Kfufim, but according to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's Pshutim. Same idea like we saw before. Just what? Hevdel Bein Kiyot De'oraita of Rosh Hashanah versus the Rabbanan of Taniyot. Everyone see that? That's why according to the Ritva, Rabbi Yehuda's Cholek on the Tana Kama. Keep going, keep reading. Ulahachi. Klomar. He says a cute idea. What's his cute idea? It's a cute idea because there's a good question on it. What's the cute idea? Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, when he says what? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? An Rosh Hashanah Bishel Scharim. What's hinted into that? Only Rosh Hashanah Scharim. Wink, wink, what's the exclusion? To exclude Taniyot, it's hinted to exclude Taniyot, which is fundamentally different. It's only Derabbanans, that is Pashut. What's the problem? Why is it only cute? Mr. Ross had told me. And he himself, the Ritva says, is why? Because why? Because what's mentioned in the Mishnah? Yoba. Yoba was mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay, so again, according to the second shot, what's going on? Rabbi Yehuda's arguing on the Tana Kama. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying that what? By Taniyot is Pshutin. Is it hinted to? He said it's hinted to in the statement when she says Rosh Hashanah is Tokin Shel Scharim to exclude what? Taniyot, which is Pshutin. What? Why does it matter if? Well, it's cute because he's saying it's hinted to in the idea that when he says in Rosh Hashanah it's Scharim to exclude, i.e. wink wink, not Taniyot. So the problem is, so that if you're saying it doesn't mean, so then why is he mentioning Yovel? What's the purpose of mentioning that Yovel is Pashut? Why not say also Taniyot is Pashut? I don't need to wink wink cutie cutie. Just say it straight up. Rosh Hashanah is Scharim and Yovel Taniyot are with Pshutim. That's basically what he answers. His answer, read the next line. Right? Which is what? The only reason why he mentions Yovel is he says in a chinami, I wouldn't have to mention Yovel. The only reason I mentioned Yovel is because Tanakama had mentioned Yovel. Therefore, I have to mention Yovel also. Okay, but in essence, really, I just had to mention Rosh Hashanah Scharim. Everyone would understand that that's the Tekiah D'Oraisa in its own category. Everything else would be Pashut. Both the Yovel and the the Tekios of the Rabbanon of the Tanakh. The only reason I mentioned Yovel, says the Ritva, is because the Tanakhama had mentioned it also. One more second. And therefore Rav Levi, who's Rav Levi going like? When he says Shalkoa Shana Pshutim, who is he going like? Who's Rav Levi going like when he says Shalkoa Shana Pshutim? Anybody? Viewer? What? You sure? You're just guessing. 50-50. What'd you think about it? Which one? You sure? 100%? Get a lifeline? You got it? You know what? You sure? Yeah, how do you know that? What did Rabbi Yehuda just say? You're right. But what did Rabbi Yehuda just say? Just made you sweat a little bit. Right? What happened? Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Ritva, Rabbi Yehuda's arguing on the Tanakam. And he says that what? That the Tanit is not scharim, but is pshutim. Therefore, it's beautiful. If you hold here, Shako Hashanah is Taniyot, what does he say? Pshutim. So then Rabbi Levi is Mifurash, like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Did everyone keep reading the rest of it? Yes, no? People didn't. The, what'd you say? Chayish? Like, Lachi lo Chayish. He wasn't, like, literally suspecting. He wasn't worried about explaining. He only just hinted to it. So he said, Rav Levi, in this case, would be like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ritva concludes and says what? Umikomakom nuschaot lo garsi v'Rabbi Levi b'taniot klum. Now comes the next part, which is what? That within Rav Levi there are some people, as we had said, doesn't mention at all taniot, it all mentions kol hashana. We saw that the Torah Yevim explained that also. Don't limit it to what? To taniot. It could be to the tekiot of Kiddush HaChodesh, the tekiot on Erev Shabbat. That's also pshutim. He says, "Mikomakom nuschaot de lo garsi b'de Rav Levi b'taniot kluom b'vaday ha de lo airi bay." So why does he not mention it again? Either because he's going to say the Rav Levi would say, like we said originally, "Mishum desaver de leka kpei de b'taniot bay mekvuf in the pshutim." The reason why he would not mention it is because he said there's absolutely no distinction. There's no steadfast objection whether you must do or that you have to be exact, requirement, prerequisite of for taniyot, that it's only kful for pshutim. He says there's no distinction. Or because he doesn't mention it, because it's a mitzvah of pshutim. Why? Kevan de dvarav mitzvah v'yovel v'rosh hashanah b'kfufim yevshar l'chayev b'hem b'taniyot. Because according to him, the mitzvah of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is because of Kfufim, therefore you cannot make the Taniyot equal. Tzimkin, you call Tekiot Hashana Shavim. He gives two other distinctions for Rav Levi. What I'd like to do, which people haven't seen yet, is to get into understanding what the Rambam says and the Psukim of the Taniyot. Okay, that's the first step for tomorrow, when we wrap this part off, to understand what is the function of the shofar on Taniyot, what's going on Taniyot. One other piece which I want to start is over here, which you haven't seen yet, which is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama. How can he argue on the Tanakhama? Don't we have a Gzeir Shava? The Gzeir Shava says that what? That Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are equal. So what are the different approaches that say this? What did Rashi say here? Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Gzeir Shavah. How can you not hold of Gzeir Shavah? How can you not hold of Gzeir Shavah? Answer. He had never read you. I taught him that Gzeir Shavah. Ain't Adam done Gzeir Shavah and keep him around. Right? He had to have it. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says he didn't have the Gzeir Shavah. Everyone turn to the Rush, please. The Rush says absolutely not. The Rush says, and then we'll start with Tosfos and get into the Ta'anit tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, to the Rambam, and also do more of Yoga. Okay, so if you go to the Rush, where we left off in Siman Aleph, from the big question of Tosfot. From the big question of Tosfot. The Rush says at the end of Siman Aleph, do not say like Rashi that he doesn't hold of a Gzeirah Shavah. But rather, he says, from Tosfos' question that it was a Kusha Chalushi. We did this already in Shir. The nearer lead the Kusha Chalushi zot nidchot kol ha-ra'ayot chazakot shekatavti. The yesh nidchot Kusha zot the Rav Levi Sava. Kevan the Gzeirah Shavah yalfi mehadadi. Yesh tam alomar barosh Hashanah kfuf from the mitzvah. Me'ata kedei la'ashvotam yachad. Roy gam yom kippur matzich kufim lemitzvah. The afagam lo shaych be high timing. First tells me about Rav Levi that says even though in theory, if you wanted to say it's a mitzvah, then only Rosh Hashanah should be kufif and Yom should be pasha. The bottom line is there's a gzeirah shavah. Once there's a gzeirah shavah, we end up saying that they're both kufif. The Rav Yehuda says the Rosh less lehach svara. Rabbi Yehuda does hold of the Gzeirah Shavah for a Divrei Chovah. To tell me what? Of course he holds the Gzeirah Shavah. We're going to see Tosfos says the same idea. Rabbi Yehuda does hold the Gzeirah Shavah, as opposed to Rashi who says Rabbi Yehuda less like Gzeirah Shavah. The Rosh says Rabbi Yehuda less like Hatzavara. But he learns Gzeirah Shavah from Yehovah to tell me there is what? A Chiyuv of Shofar. What's the distinction that's made very, very clearly in Rabbi Yehuda? It's not like Rashi that says no Gzeirah Shavah. That's Rashi. Comes the Rosh says yesh Gzeirah Shavah. But what? But what? With what caveat? That the Gzeirah Shavah is only to tell me that there's a Chiyuv. It's only Lenyan Chiyuv. When it comes to that, and what Rosh Hashanah? How do I know Rosh Hashanah there's a shofar? From the Gzeirah Shavah. But Linyan Mitzvah, of how it's got to look, whether it's got to be kufuf or not kufuf, there it doesn't go all the way. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda can say Rosh Hashanah is Charin and Yovel is Yehilim. You don't have to learn it all the way. The reason why Rashi would disagree is because of the concept called Ein Gzeirah Shavah L'Mechtzah. Once I learn it one way, I got to learn the whole kitchen sink with it. Please God, tomorrow we will finish up the Tosfos with this. We will then go over again the essence of the Ta'anit, go and compare mitzvah of shofar versus the mitzvah of yovel. We'll have a very exciting shir tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem, you better come with your A game. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we're going to compare those three things and it's going to be really rough. Have a good day. Thank you.